Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, with all the pollutants and things in the air, the heavy metals, man-made chemicals we're exposed to every day, we feel like our bodies are sluggish, kind of filling up with this stuff. And we'd like to, you know, you hear about detox and you want to know really what it is. Well, my guest is Deborah Lynn Dadd, and she is dubbed the Queen of Green by the New York Times. And she's one of the country's few authorities on natural and non-toxic consumer affairs. So, Deborah, tell us a little bit about detoxing and what it can do for our health.
Well, I think when most people think of the word detox, they either think of going like to a drug or alcohol detox to remove drug and alcohol from their system and become sober, or they think of removing metabolic waste from their body. But what I'm talking about for detox is to remove the toxic chemicals that are in consumer products and all over our world from our body. And those toxic chemicals, heavy metals and radiation and other things, they're accumulating in our body and making us sick. And there are some things that you can do about that to remove those toxic chemicals and feel better.
What is your best, most favorite thing first to remove those heavy metals and toxic chemicals?
My most favorite thing is something called liquid zeolite, Z-E-O-L-I-T-E. And there's a particular brand that I recommend you can find on my website at toxicfree123.com, because there are a lot of different zeolites now, but they aren't all the same in terms of their effectiveness. What zeolite does is that it acts like a magnet. You take it and it goes into your system, and for 4 to 6 hours, it just attracts heavy metals and other toxic chemicals and then removes them from your body through your kidneys. And I've been taking this for a couple of years, and I have been avoiding toxic chemicals in my home for about 30 years because I don't want to be putting toxic chemicals in. But when I started taking this, it was like, oh, my God, I didn't know that I could feel this good. And then I started finding out that we really do need to remove these toxic chemicals from our body, because if we don't do anything, they're just going to stay there and make us sick.
Now, what about things like sauna? And, you know, there's so many cleansing diets out there because really a lot of the toxic chemicals and things build up in our intestines and colon. So people try, you know, colonics and enemas and saunas and detox diets of all kinds. So what about some of those things? The sauna, for example, does that get things out? Do you really even get things out through your skin?
You do, and one of the interesting things is that perspiration is one of nature's ways to get toxic stuff out of your body, yet we wear antiperspirants, which stops perspiration. So going and sitting in a steam room, sitting in a sauna, both of those things are great because it opens those pathways and chemicals come out. But the thing is that there are different ways to remove different types of chemicals. Sauna is really good for what are called volatile chemicals like VOCs and solvents and things like that. But for heavy metals really stay in your body if you don't do the right thing. And zeolite goes after those heavy metals first and removes them.
Okay, so what about like taking a lot of water? People hear that water is a great detoxer. And even, you know, greens, there's like various Green Goddess and things, spirulina,
right.
These kinds of things.
Both of those things, water, you absolutely do need water. And the more water you drink, the more your body is going to flush these things out. But the problem is that our tap water is filled with a lot of toxic chemicals itself. So you need to, in order to detox, you really need to have a water filter that is effective. And also, I've listed one on my website at toxicfree123.com that removes everything and is affordable. I think every home needs to have a water filter. And about the greens, I eat a lot of greens. Greens contain chlorophyll, which binds with certain types of chemicals and removes them from your body. So, if you were to do a handful of things, I would say take zeolite for the metals, take chlorophyll, take greens for the other kinds of chemicals, sweat, exercise, because that moves things around and so things can get out, and rest too, because your body needs sleep in order to repair itself.
What about things like colonics and all the crap that hides in our intestines?
Well, you do need to have your intestines moving, because that's one of the paths for toxic chemicals to leave. If you can do all kinds of things, you can do, you know, a detox diet or something, but your intestines aren't moving, then the toxic chemicals will just stay there and get recirculated into your body. So the one of the first things that people should do is make sure that their intestines are moving by whatever means they choose to do that.
Do you have any diets or of any of those cleansing processes that you like? Have you tried any of them? Fasting or, you know, the cayenne and all of those kinds of things that really supposed to cleanse?
The thing that really works is to take probiotics, because probiotics are the good bacteria that are actually doing all the work in your intestines. And probiotics are very easily killed by things like chlorine in the tap water or chloramines in the tap water and antibiotics. And so if you've been taking antibiotics or drinking tap water, it's likely that your intestines aren't working right and you need to just repopulate them with those good bacteria.
Tell us about in the home some of the toxic chemicals that people might not be aware of that are in their home.
Well, the one that surprised me the most when I first started researching this was formaldehyde on bed sheets. Now, formaldehyde is the thing that they use to preserve bodies in coffins and other things like that. Or if you've ever, like, done the frog dissection in school, formaldehyde was preserving that frog. That's what it smells like. But they use it on bed sheets in order to make the sheets permanent press so they don't wrinkle. And yet, when you're lying there in bed every night, you're breathing formaldehyde. It continues to give off formaldehyde and formaldehyde for years and years and years. The only way that it would stop doing that would be for your sheets to wrinkle. And formaldehyde causes insomnia. And this was a big problem for me at the time I found this out. And when I changed my sheets, I started sleeping. And when I think about all these people that are on sleeping pills, all you need to do is change your sheets.
Now, so what do you look for sheets that say formaldehyde free? Are there any sheets that say that?
No, I wish there were. What you're looking for is cotton flannel sheets or cotton knit sheets. And the thing you should look for on the label is permanent press or wrinkle free. And those are the ones not to buy.
Okay, permanent press, wrinkle free. What other, quickly before, you know, we have just about a minute left, give us some more chemicals in the home we might not be aware of.
If you're eating canned food, there's a chemical called bisphenol A that is in the lining of all cans. Like 99.999% of all canned food has bisphenol A in the can lining. Bisphenol A is what's called an endocrine disruptor, and it messes up your hormones. And so that messes up things like your blood sugar, your ability to lose weight or regulate your weight, and also your sex drive. And so all those things that are governed by hormones are messed up by BPA. And so I don't eat canned foods. I fix my food at home from fresh organic food.
Well, certainly that's always some of the best ways to live green and clean is, you know, the BPAs in our canned foods, and now even just as surprising, the formaldehyde in your sheets. These are all ways, and of course you can sauna, you can exercise. You know, we have to look to our own bodies to clean ourselves of some of the chemicals that we're exposed to every day. If you live in the city, you stand behind a bus, you're getting just a crazy amount every single day of these chemicals coming into your body. So the best way is to get rid of them. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.